I'm a little surprised. I'm a little surprised that you're tuned in listening. For one of two reasons, I'm sure. First of all, you didn't realize we had a podcast number one. You did not listen to it. You have no idea what I'm doing. So, hey, you know, I'll give it a try. I'll listen. Or more than likely, you listened to the very first podcast, and now it's like a train wreck to you. You just can't turn away. You know what's going to happen, but you got to see for yourself. So, whatever the reason, I appreciate it. Thanks for clicking play this morning. It is February the 11th, 2014. Right now in Blue Springs, Missouri, we are sitting at 2 below 0. There will be some improvement, so hang in there. High near 20. We're looking for lower 30s tomorrow, Friday, upper 30s. The weekend, bring it on. Upper 40s possible. And by Monday, I'm not even going to talk about it because I don't want to jinx it. I hope it's true, the anticipated daytime high. But again, I don't want to jinx it. I don't want to jinx it. Do you realize it's been like 57 degrees in Sochi, where the Winter Olympics are going on, while at the same time, 0 in Blue Springs, Missouri? Man, what is wrong with this picture? So with that in mind, there's been a huge push as of late to bring the Republic Convention to Kansas City. Ever since the Super Bowl was such a huge success this year in an outdoor stadium, talk all over town. Hey, why not bring the Super Bowl to Arrowhead? Well, I say, we've got the temperatures. We've got the snow this year. Why not bring the winter games to KCMO? Are you behind me on this? It's just a thought. Speaking of the Olympics, Sochi 2014, the games for the beautiful people. Am I the only one that noticed this? This is not the official theme for this year's game, but I think it could be. I mean, let me throw a few names out there. Julia Mancuso, Hannah Carney, Merle Davis, Emily Scott, just a few from Team USA. Also, all the guys look like they just stepped out of GQ magazine. And it's not just from the USA. I mean, it looks like all the countries are represented by very attractive and talented athletes this year. My goodness, I can almost imagine being there, you know, like closer to home. What would it be like? I don't know. Aspen this time of year? All the beautiful people on the slopes. The only thing missing is a drink. Not to say there isn't some of that going on. But anyway, one of the names we mentioned, Emily Scott. If you're from Missouri and you don't know the name Emily Scott, make it your internet search of the day because she is from Springfield. She's a speed skater. And my friends, she's in the Olympics. She's got a very interesting story behind her. Check it out. As a matter of fact, I'll help narrow down the search. Emily Scott, great story from 41 News, KSHB Television out of Kansas City. Also, this morning concerning the Olympics, I've heard some talk that snowboarder Sean White is having a good start to the day in the half pipe. So more power to you, Sean. Hoping you can pull through, buddy. Also, let's take a quick look at a few headlines. You might as well prepare yourself now. You're going to be hearing the song Good Ship Lollipop a lot today. Last night, we lost Shirley Temple Black, the Hollywood child star from the 1930s. Shirley, began acting, I believe, around the age of 3. By the time she turned 10, she was such a phenomenon that she was pulling in $50,000 for a salary. Now, again, she's 10 years old in the 1930s, and she's making, you know, in excess of $50,000. Unbelievable. Shirley Temple also went on to become a U.S. diplomat. Again, Shirley Temple Black, dying of natural causes at her Woodside home in California. Quickly, closer to home, like a lot of folks, I get my news information from Twitter. You know, I go through the Twitter list, I find a headline of interest, and then I go to the originating source to get more information about it. And this happened just the other day. And I only bring it up, and I'm not making fun of the story, but the presentation of the story I found interesting. And you've come across news stories like this as well. The news story was posted on Twitter, body found in garage, police suspect foul play. All right. Hey, curiosity. I go to the website, come to find out the body is in a garage. The body is found in the chest-type freezer, and they suspect foul play. Somebody might have done this. So I'll be keeping my eye on that story to see if there was. Anyway, we're going to wrap things up today. Believe it or not, I do have things to accomplish before the wife gets home. I will just leave you with this personal thought. They keep telling me that money doesn't bring happiness, but in my current situation, man, oh man, I sure would like to prove it to myself. You have a great day. We'll do this again. I'm Scott Powell, online.com.